And she is the daughter of Dioscoro, this evil pagan. Mm. And he wants to marry her off, but he wants her to be a virgin. So he locks her into this tower as he goes off on his travels. What he doesn't know is that when she's in the tower, Christ visits her, gives her a vision. She converts to Christianity. There she is, kneeling, praying outside the tower, always accompanied by this lovely little white dog with her.
Yeah, the dog is there.
And now this is where the story gets bloody and turns nasty. Dioscoro, her father, has come back. And there he is saying, now's the time for you to get married. And she points up to heaven and says, no, I'm not going to marry any man. I have become a bride of Christ. Now, he has her tortured.
He got her. Look, he's carrying her, pulling her hair.
Dragging her by her.
Dragging her.
And it gets really nasty. I mean, it's X-rated, isn't it? I mean, he doesn't pull his punches. So they apply burning brands to her breasts and her genitals. It's very physical. You know, Lotto's living in this time that's extremely violent.
It really looks terrible, doesn't it?
And throughout this sort of bloody story, her sufferings are punctuated by little rays of hope. So now an angel comes down from heaven and gives her a white cloak to put around her body. And as soon as she puts the cloak around her body, her whole body is healed. And then her little dog is accompanying her all the way. The thing about this fresco cycle